the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, Pope Francis died on Easter Monday at the age of 88. He was the first pope from the Americas, the first Jesuit pontiff, and the first to take the name of Francis. The Vatican is leading a rosary following Pope Francis's death. It's just one of several traditions following the death of a pope. New Jersey lawmakers are grappling with a looming budget deficit. A new poll from Stockton University finds 43% of voters want to generate revenues to close that gap, and the most popular option to get there is by raising taxes on online sports betting.
And we did ask about gambling rates in this same poll, and we saw that among voters overall, you know, online gambling rates are fairly low. So it kind of helps explain why voters are pretty okay with this one.
Head of research Alyssa Maurice says cutting spending was less popular among voters than raising taxes. The poll found 37% of voters supported cutting the number of government employees. On Tuesday, we'll take a look at how voters feel about housing affordability and utility rates. New Jersey News brought to you by W. Danley Electrical. Schedule a $29 home electrical inspection, and they'll donate every dollar to the Wounded Warrior Project. Stay safe, save energy, and give back to the brave men and women who served our country. Visit Danley911.com. W. Danley, stay powered no matter what. Congestion pricing is still in place in New York City despite the federal government's Easter deadline to end the controversial toll. Governor Kathy Hochul has made it clear she's not about to turn off the traffic cameras despite federal demands. So drivers who enter Manhattan below 60th Street are still paying the $9 average toll that Hochul and the MTA claim is needed to upgrade mass transit. Trump Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy initially opposed a March 21st deadline to rescind the toll and then pushed it to Easter Sunday without success. New Jersey's medical aid in dying law has been on the books for nearly 5 years, but few people seem to know about it. According to a study from Rutgers Health published in JAMA Network Open, only 11% of those surveyed were aware of New Jersey's medical aid in dying law. The state where people had the highest awareness of the law is Oregon, where it had been legal since 1997.
In Oregon, around 50% of people correctly were able to identify that Oregon had a medical aid in dying law.
That's Alyssa Kozlov, assistant professor at the Rutgers School of Health. New Jersey's medical aid in dying law went into effect on August 1st, 2019, after being signed into law by Governor Murphy in April of that year. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Should you grab an umbrella? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There's nothing dramatic in the forecast this week. No storms, no wind, no huge temperature shifts. Just some gentle, generally pleasant springtime weather. We're in the 60s for most of New Jersey this afternoon. Although skies becoming increasingly cloudy here. And we are expecting some spotty showers to come visit tonight. Lows will fall into the 50s. We'll dry out tomorrow. Clouds early on, then sunshine builds through the afternoon. We're right back to the warm side tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny and pleasant on Wednesday. Highs mainly in the lower 70s, although a sea breeze will keep the Jersey Shore cooler in the 60s. Thursday, partly sunny, highs 70 to 75. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Somerville, 59. Asbury Park, 52. Woodbury, 64. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather's brought to you by Brock Farms. Spring has sprung, and Brock Farms has everything you need for your yard and garden. Shop their huge selection and let their expert staff help you create the yard of your dreams. Visit Brock Farms, Route 9 North in Freehold or Route 34 in Colts Neck.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.